Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be with you today, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to share God's Word with you today. Today, I would like to read out of Jeremiah 33:3. A lot of people call this God's telephone number, and I love this. Jeremiah 33:3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Call unto me, and I will answer thee." What a great promise this is. God is saying that if you will call unto me, I will answer thee. Let me tell you, that's a promise. That's an awesome, awesome promise. And we need to take a hold of that today. Let me read it again. It says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee," Jeremiah 33:3. Let me tell you something. God won't turn you away. And if we'll call on him and ask him for help, ask him for deliverance, God will hear and God will answer. He said, "I will answer thee." You know, when my husband and I first started the Trucking for Jesus ministry, we started out, our first rig was a gas rig. It was a small unit, but we took our little chapel all over the United States, and we would set up in the truck stops and preach to the truck drivers. And this one particular time, we had scheduled to leave that morning, but as my husband was getting the truck ready to go and setting everything down in the chapel, you know what? We didn't have money for the gas to go in the unit. And I told my husband, I said, "Well, what are we going to do? We don't have any fuel money, and we don't have any money for groceries to go on to our next stop. What are we going to do?" He said, "We're going to hook up, because God has showed me that we're going on. I've asked him for help, and God is going to send us help." And I said, "Well, I don't know how it's going to happen, because it's time to go now, and nothing's in. We don't have the fuel money, and we don't have money for groceries." And about that time, this man in a red pickup truck, never met him before, never seen him before. He drove up by my husband standing by our mobile chapel. He rolled down his window and he looked at my husband and he said, "God told me to give you this." And he handed him two $20 bills out the window. He rolled his window up and drove off, and we've never seen him since. Let me tell you something. We had the money we needed to get to our next truck stop to buy the fuel and the money we needed to buy groceries. Let me tell you something. If you'll call on the name of the Lord, he said, "I will answer thee." Today, I could stay here and tell you one miracle after another. God has worked and blessed in our ministry of Trucking for Jesus. And now it's still blessing. It's still giving miracles. Yes, I said miracles. The God that I serve is a miracle-working God. And if we will call on him and believe him, he will meet and supply our every need. So many times that when we call on the Lord, we let doubt come in and we let fear come in and take away the promise that God has for us. But we need to stand faithful and we need to stand firm in our proclamation of faith. My husband told me that day, he said, "I prayed and God heard my prayer, and God will send in what we need." And guess what? God did. And God will do the same for you today. God will do the same for me. But we need to do like Jeremiah said. We need to call on the name of the Lord, knowing that he will hear and answer us. Today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you'll take time to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And no matter what your need is, you just ask him right now. You just tell him, said, "Lord, your word said that if I call on you, you would answer me." God will send you the help. God will send you the answer that you need. Lord, I pray for this congregation. I pray that you save souls. And I pray, God, that if there be a man or woman that has a need, that you will meet that need and let them know that you're faithful to bless your children. And thank you for being so good to us all. And we pray especially for America, God, that you'll bring a revival in our land. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to please keep praying for me. I'm in the middle of revivals now. I'm going all across the country holding revivals. Someone asked me, "Where did I go for revivals, or what church?" Let me tell you, when the door opens, I put my foot in and I go in and I preach the same message, Jesus saves. Because I don't care what denomination we are, we all need Jesus. Remember today that God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. No matter what your need is, God wants to meet it, and God wants to bless you. Thank you for listening.